The word that he gave me tonight is very simple. And I don't think you need to go to the word at all because most of you know it. It's in Luke chapter 2. And he told me to make sure that you also look at Luke 4, which you can do if you want. But my focus was on the angelic assistance that was available in Luke 1, not only to Mary, but to her cousin Elizabeth. And then, when Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem, which had to be because the lamb that was offered in the temple every year came from Bethlehem. That's where the sacrificial lamb were born and brought up, and they had to be perfected. They had to be inspected by the high priest before they would even offer that lamb. So Jesus had to be born there, even though it was extremely difficult for Mary. I mean, just thinking about the trip of on a camel or on a donkey, I believe she was having to ride. I mean, 9 months pregnant, a little girl. I mean, you know, there is no way you can think about how she had to suffer in that whole travel distance. Plus, let's face it now, she's married to this man. She's never had sex with him. He has never had sex with her, with her. And now he's going to be the one that's going to help her bring this baby forth. There's nobody else. You don't see anybody helping. There's nobody at the end, so.
No midwife.
Thank you. All right?
No baby state.
Not like in my case, the doctors and the nurses kicked us out. You can't stay here. Go home. Which is not exactly what he had. Probably Joseph wanted to go home too, I don't know, but chances are he might have wanted to run. You know, I mean, how are we going to do this? You know, how? All the questions, and that's what was in my mind about the birth, the birthing process, the pain involved, no injections, no aspirin, but, you know, nothing. And here he delivers this baby for her, and yes, officially, she's the wife, but he doesn't know her, and she doesn't know him. So there's no intimacy that has given him any courage except the fact that he's going to bring this baby out. She wraps the baby, puts it in a manger, okay? But on the other side of the hills are all the shepherds just really taking their shift about watching all the sheep that they're watching. And the angel of the Lord goes there, okay? And a whole troop of them are there. And in my book, they're pushing out their trumpets. Their shofar is really out there. And they're warning. But it also says in the Amplified, the army was there. A heavenly army was there. Well, why would there be a heavenly army there? Did you ever conceive why that God would send a heavenly army in the middle of Bethlehem, middle of nowhere? Why would he send a heavenly army there?
For protection.
Yeah, protection. What else?
A witness?
A witness, no. Yes. A witness is good. But there's one thing that was overwhelming because he had also given me Luke 4. And in Luke 4, if you read the whole chapter, you'll find that there's a season where Jesus is literally recognized by the demons everywhere. I know who you are. You're the Holy One of Israel. Yep. Do you think it was any different in the fields of Bethlehem? Mm. So the heavenly army was there to protect the child. Okay? And there was a plot to kill him from the king. And he ended up slaughtering how many children in that town because he heard from the wise guys that showed up. So the wise men show up, they give him the news, and he ends up slaughtering all these babies. So I'm thinking about how the heavenly realm was so in tune to make sure that that baby was not going to die ahead of schedule. Okay? That was what was in my heart. And the trumpets, that's to me, that's the feast. It's the time where he's born. Because I remember kind of being kind of a little proud about the fact that, Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Well, when we first started to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets at Grace Church, there were visions of Christmas trees and the scene of the baby in a manger. And I had just learned that, yes, this is why this is the Feast of Trumpets. That's why the year changes. And I thought, oh my God, that's so cool. And one of the girls had said, I don't know why, but I just want to sing, oh, come let us adore him. And she goes off in this incredible song of Christmas, right? And I said, yes, this is the season.